大概先读一段圣经吧。翻到列王记下。
Second King。
列王记下第六章。
Second King chapter six。
列王记下第六章哈。我们从第十五节读到第二十节。
From verse 15 to 20。
因为这一段比较长的，我想我是读中文哈，英文就请大家自己看，好不好？这里讲哈，他说神人的仆人清早起来出去，看见车马军兵围困了城。仆人对神说：“哀哉，我主啊，我们怎么行才好呢？”神人说：“不要惧怕，与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。”以利沙祷告说：“耶和华，求你开着少年人的眼目，使他能看见。”耶和华开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。敌人下到以利沙那里，以利沙祷告耶和华说：“求你使这些人的眼目昏迷。”耶和华就照以利沙的话，使他们的眼目昏迷。以利沙对他们说：“这不是那道，也不是那城，你们跟我去，我必领你们到所寻找的人那里。”于是领他们到了撒玛利亚。他们进了撒玛利亚，以利沙祷告说：“耶和华，求你开这些人的眼目，使他们能看见。”耶和华开他们的眼目，他们就看见了，不料是在撒玛利亚的城中。我愿意先跟大家讲这个故事。我们知道这个故事哈，在列王记记载，亚兰国跟以色列国一直在打仗。
This story is in Second Kings. There was war between Israel and the enemy.
亚兰英文是什么？前面是西人吗 ？OK， 这个，所以他们就计划要怎么攻打以色列国。
So they were trying to think how to come up against Israel.
他们在真诚不商量，我们应该从哪一条路去攻打 ？OK， 他们商量好就要去了。
They're planning how which way should they take.
但是每一次以色列王都已经派兵守在那里。
But every time the Israelite king already has army there.
他说一次两次还说巧合，这么多次，我们是不是有内奸呢？
If it's only once or twice, you know, then it might be a coincidence. But if it's every time like that, then maybe there's a traitor in there.
所以他们就商量，是不是我们有人通知了以色列王，说他每次我们讲什么，他们都已经守住了。
So maybe somebody gave the king a message, and that's why they know where to put their defense.
我们不知道他怎么知道哈，他们后来知道的结论，他说不是我们有内奸，乃是有一个先知叫以利沙，他把我们房间里面讲的话全部告诉王了。
And finally, they realize it's Elisha, the prophet. Everything we said here in the room, he heard.
说这个亚兰王说啊，你让以利沙在哪里？把他抓住了，抓过来。
So the Syrian king said, "Okay, where's Elisha? You know, we have to get him."
Okay, 我们刚刚读的故事，说亚兰王就派兵围住以利沙的城。
So the Syrian king sent an army to surround Elisha.
晚上就下去了，说早晨这个仆人一出门一看，满城都是敌军。
They went at night, so in the morning, early in the morning, the servant of God already saw that, you know, they were already surrounded.
我不知道你们是什么感觉呢？
I don't know how you felt.
你一起床一出门，外面全部是警察。
In one morning you wake up and all you see is you're surrounded.
警察还好，对不对？如果是什么坏蛋，什么都拿着枪围着你房子，你会怎么样呢？
maybe you'll even be worse if there's like bad people surrounding your house.
孩子一定会叫爹地妈咪就救命啊
Probably be calling for help.
那如果大人你没有爹地妈咪叫那你回去怎么呢
But if you're an adult, who are you going to be calling to?
我们有圣经有记载，有人就向主求我们上命。
And so, you know, like in the Bible, it says, some people say, like, you know, we're dead.
但是你看到这个仆人就只有叫以利沙，因为他跟着以利沙嘛，他是跑到以利沙，以利沙怎么办啊？这个最整敌军就在那里。
So the servant of Elisha, he just called out to Elisha.
但是你发现了，以利沙很安静，他说不要怕。
But Elisha was very restful. He said, "Do not fear."
你知道，我们如果做小孩子的哈，小孩子如果生个病还是什么，父母亲如果说不要怕，哎，他就不怕。
You notice that our kids, if they get sick, and then the parents said, "You do not fear." You know, usually the kids they just don't. You know, they're not afraid anymore.
那如果父母也在那里跳来跳去的话，那孩子非常怕。
But if the parents are nervous. Then the kids will start to be afraid.
以利沙有一个认识，他说：“与我们同在，比与他们的更多。”
Elisha said, "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them."
这个你讲得出来吗
？Can you say that?
以利沙不单是自己已经知道了，他也要帮助这个仆人知道。
Elisha himself he knows but he also wants to help his servant know this
so 他怎么说他说祷告他就祷告
他, 祷 pray.
他祷告不是说主啊让以这些亚兰军全部退走 OK 让他安心他有这样祷告吗
Did he pray for the Syrians to just leave and then they will be safe
他祷告说开着少年人的眼睛
No, he did not pray that, but instead he prayed that open the eyes of this young man that he may see.
很奇妙啊，这个祷告主听了，这少年的眼睛打开了。
And truly, the Lord heard this prayer. This young man saw.
所以这个少年看到什么？他说，在我城的山上，满山的火车火马围绕着我。
So what did he see? It says here the mountain was full of horses. And chariots of fire all around.
你知道，当你看见这少年人的心也安息了。
And here you see that this young man, his heart also rested.
因着主的同在，使我们安息。
Because of the presence of the Lord, we can be restful.
你知道，我们常常听到很多弟兄姊妹的见证啊，但是你知道，见证是见证啊，我们要走过的。我们必须同样的经历。
We hear a lot of testimony, but for us to be experiencing it, we have to go through it too.
因着我看见了，我安息了。
It's because I see, then I can rest.
主常常给我们一些环境，给我们要 cry out to Him， 要我们要向他呼吁呼喊。
The Lord gives us circumstances so that we will cry out to Him.
我刚刚唱的诗歌哈，如果你有个 deep cry， 你是很深处的一个呼喊，你发现主要做了你没看过的事。
Like in the hymn that we sang, if you have a deep cry to the Lord, you will see what the Lord can do.
你记得那两个那个瞎子，当知道耶稣走过的时候，别人骂他，他说他憋不住的喊说。这个大卫的子孙啊，救我，使我看见。
Remember the blind man? He kept on shouting out, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
主就答应他了，他说：“因着你的信，看见吧。”
And the Lord healed him.
所以我们今天呢、啊，如我们常常都有祷告哈，我们求主开我的眼。
We always pray today that Lord, may you open our eyes.
弟兄姊妹。If you mean it, 如果这是你真的认为你真正这样祷告，主会做的。
Brothers and sisters, if you pray like that and you really mean it, the Lord will open your eyes.
如果我们只是讲讲的，主也知道，那并我要没有事情发生的。
But maybe if you don't mean it, then the Lord will not do it.
就这样，我们如果眼睛打开啊，我们看到主的保护、主的预备、主的引导，我们许多的惧怕就过去了。
If we see the Lord leading His protection, then all this fear will go away.
当我在思想的时候，我都想到斯蒂凡，当他跟犹太人在讲到耶稣就是弥赛亚，就是救主，许多人不听他。
When Stephen was telling the people that Jesus is the Messiah, many people ignore him and don't want to listen to him.
其实我有时候很觉得哈，当他在讲道，他可以讲道讲讲，他说我看到天开了，耶稣站在神的右边。
When he was preaching, all of a sudden he can see that the heaven opened and the Lord Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father.
你说大概有多大的安慰与印证？我竟然在我在交通我的交通我在讲道的时候，我亲眼看到我的主在神的右边。
What comfort is that to see that the Lord is on the right hand of the Father when He's preaching?
所以你知道，我们看见了，我们里面的缺药，我们就不会啊这个疏懒啊这个沉睡或者懒惰下去了。
When we see in our heart, then we will not be lazy. We will not be complacent.
你知道斯蒂凡因为看见这个人开始用石头打他。
And when Stephen saw this, people start stoning him.
你看他很安息在这，他最后他说什么？说啊，够了，我已经看见了。就接受我的灵魂吧，我也不想留在这里。我既然看到了，你接受我的灵魂，我要走。
And in the end, you know, because he sees that he's ready to meet the Lord.
那他最后一个祷告是什么？主啊，赦免他们，因为他们不知道他们在做什么。
And what was his last prayer? It says, "Forgive them because they do not know what they're doing."
因为瞎掉做的事情，他不知道他在做什么。
The blind do not know what they are doing.
So, 第一个事情在这个故事里面，是我们常常讲的，主啊，求你开我的眼。
So, the first thing in this story is what we always say, Lord, open my eyes.
但主要开眼的时候，通常 comfort, 同时间有一件事发生。
But usually, when the Lord opens our eyes, it comes with some circumstance.
因着那件事，我们有个深处的呼喊。主就做事，开我们的眼。
Because of certain thing in our life, we cry out to Him deeply.
但这次我在这个故事里面，我要交通另外一件事情。
There is another thing I want to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
以利沙做了什么？
What did Elisha do?
如果是我们的祷告说敌军来了，主，我现在祷告除灭他们。
If it is us and we see our enemy coming.Maybe we will pray that Lord, you know, destroy them.
以利沙没有这样做。
But he did not do that.
他又祷告了。
He prayed again.
他这是祷告什么？
And what did he pray?
他祷告说使这些人眼睛全部瞎了，昏迷了。
And he prayed that, you know, blindness will strike these people.
你知道他们一昏迷的时候，他们根本不知道 where they are， 他们在哪里。
If they're blinded, then they wouldn't know where they are.
所以以利沙说，你要找那个人，我带你去。
And Elisha said to them, okay, I will bring you to the one whom you seek.
Okay, 你们跟我来好了。
You come with me.
所以以利沙把他们带到哪里？
And where did he lead them?
带到以色列的京城撒玛利亚。
He led them to Samaria.
到了那里呢，他又祷告主了。他主开他们眼，给他们看看他们在哪里。
And when he reached Samaria, he prayed again and said, "Oh Lord, open their eyes, and they may see."
以利沙好像跟他们玩了一个游戏哈。
It's as if he's playing a game with them.
在主在这里，这个以利沙给我们看到，这个祷告主每一个都在当场就答应。
And look at that, the prayer is answered immediately.
我今天第二个要交通的就是讲到昏迷这件事情。
The second thing I want to talk about today is about blindness.
你有没有觉得有时候你也会昏迷的？
Isn't it like you will feel sometimes you're also blinded?
Sherry 常常叫我找东西。
Sherry always tell me to look for things.
然后呢，我就去找。
And I will go find.
我就会大声告诉我找不到。
And I will say I can't find it.
那每一次他上来一找，就在那里，你知道吗
？And every time she comes up, there it is.
他说你眼睛这么大，就是看不见。
And she said, yes, big eyes, but you can't see.
所以啊，问题这个事情啊是发生屡次的发生。
This how it happens a lot.
你知道有人说啊，他说。你们这个做男人不要灰心、啊、通常是男人找不到。
Usually it's the man who can't find things.
他说啊，从亚当夏娃就发生这个事
了。Say, well, it already happened even during Adam and Eve's time.、
他说啊，那个分别善恶树的果子，男人就是一直没看到。
The fruit of the from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the man never saw it.
只有夏娃看见。
But then Eve.
所以夏娃就拿来吃，才告诉了男人有的吃的。
And then she took it and gave it to her husband.
但是我们会常常摆在眼前没看见。
But we a lot of times something is close to our eyes, but yet we cannot see it.
我带着一些学生去下棋比赛。
I took some kids to a chess tournament.
我有时站在后面看他们下。
And I look over them.When they were playing the chess,
我就看到像他们在下一步，这盘棋他赢定了。
And I can see if he make this move, then he will win.
哇，他就是拼命走其他的。
But then he always use other pieces.
我曾经有些家长也去哈，有一次我告诉一个爸爸，我说你看你儿子已经赢了，但是呢，他们一直送棋给人家吃，就是最后赢不了。
And there was a parent there, and I was telling him that his son, you know, he already has the winning position.
哇，那我爸爸紧张到还在一直踩地啊！这个是希望提醒他儿子去想一想。
The dad was trying to make the son, you know, maybe think by.
所以你发现就在哪里都有一些人很明显的，但是你却是瞎的。
There's some things that are very obvious, but if you're blinded, you cannot see it.
我想起圣经里面有个故事哈、啊，关于罗德的。
There's a story in the Bible about Lot.
你知道罗德是谁吗？亚伯拉罕的侄子哈、
啊。Lot is the nephew of Abraham.
他爱世界，跑到索多玛去了。
He loved the world and lived in Sodom.
神为着亚伯拉罕说，亚伯拉罕祷告，为他的侄儿祷告，神说好，我去把他救出来。
But because of Abraham's prayer, the Lord will.
神就派两个使者过去了，对不对？
So he sent two.
三个使者跟亚伯拉罕讲完话，有一个留下来，两个派出去救罗德了。
There were three who came to see Abraham, but two were sent to to save Lot.
去到哪里？哇，那个城里面的人啊，这个就要抓这两个人出来。
And the people in that city want to take those two angels.
那两个人怎么把罗德从外面从门里面把他抓进来关门
？But those two pulled Lot into the house and closed the door.
神做了一个非常奇妙的事。
And God did something miraculous.
这些人再找不到门了。
And those people outside cannot find the door.
神使他们眼睛昏迷了。
They were blinded.
怎么这个房子没有门的呢
？They can't find the door in that.
明明刚刚是开门进去的，这个人怎么没有门？
It was so obvious that those two, the Lot was, you know, caught in and the door was shut, but they cannot find the door.
圣经怎么讲？他说，无论老少，总是找不到房门。
And it says, no matter the young or the old, they all cannot find the door.
因为神把你眼睛弄昏迷了，没有瞎子，你还是看到路了。但对某一件事情，你瞎了。
You know, they were only.Blinded to certain things, they were not completely blind.
我就想起很多一些见证啊，也是如大概类似的。
A lot of testimonies are very similar.
你知道《Hiding Place》的作者 Corrie Ten Boom 啊，这个荷兰的一个姊妹啊。
In the Hiding Place, Corrie Ten Boom.
在她的旅集中营里面的一些故事。
She was in a concentration camp, and there were stories about her.
他们 有一次要进去了，都要被守身了，他们只穿一件衣服，但他们祷告主给我带一本圣经进去。
They were going to be searched, and she was praying that she can still sneak in the Bible.
对他们来讲 ，There's no way. 你进不去的，每一个去都守身的，你怎么进去
？It was impossible. They have only one clothing, and they have to be searched.
但他们对主 cry out, 对主祷告主啊，给我带一本圣经进去。
But they cried out to the Lord and said they want to bring one Bible in.
排队一个个找。
So they all, they were all lined up.
到了他是第二个之前了，前面还有一个。
In front of her there was one person.
那个女的不带了什么食物进去吗
？She brought something, maybe some food.
手就手到了。
And of course they found it.
那个人就发疯了，就说全部人 try to 抓住那个女的。
And so she got crazy, and everybody was trying to calm her down.
那所有那些纳税的那些人呢、啊，那些在那里的女兵、啊、眼睛全瞎了。
And so all the women soldiers there were all blinded.
我们的姊妹就一直走进去了。
And Corey was able to just go in.
身体根本没人碰她。
She wasn't even searched.
你记得陈恩宏弟兄，我们有本书讲他的见证。
There's a book there, testimony of 陈恩宏。
他住在海南岛。
He lived in 海南岛。
他虽然坐过牢，他后来又要回去海南岛。
He was in prison and then he's going back to 海南岛。
有些弟兄姊妹说，你既然要去，那把圣经带进去。
And they said, well, since you're going, why don't you bring the Bible?
到他要上船的时候，才发现两个大麻袋的圣经呢。
And then he found out that when he was boarding the ship, you know, two sacks of Bible.
他说我怎么带着两袋圣经进去啊
？And he said, how can I bring, you know, that much?
但是呢，他在祷告的时候，就给他一句话。
But while he is praying, the Lord gave him a word.
这句话是什么？他说，神说，我用我的手掌遮蔽进去。
The Lord said, I will cover you with my hand.
哦，那这个就靠这句话，他就上船。
And depending on this word, he boarded.
他只敢带一袋，因为他说这是我的家当。OK, 我可以带上去。现在带两袋太多，带一袋上去。
He brought one set.
他请另外一个弟兄也带一袋，先摆上去，然后他弟兄就下走了。
And then, he told the other brother to bring the other one, and but to leave it there, and then the brother left.
他说那时候啊，这个守得非常严。
At that time, the security was tight.
你要知道，他也没什么证件的，他那个根本没证件去的，就是靠主的话就去了。
And he doesn't have any documents. So he just went by the word of the Lord.
上船没多久就守了。
And then not long after he boarded,
they searched. Yeah. 然后呢，他躲到厕所去了。
And then he went and hide in the restroom.
他躲了大概三个四个小时。
He was there maybe 3-4 hours.
叫他出来的时候，他的同伴说：“哎，你怎么进去这么久？”
And then when he came out, people, why are you so long?
知道这些兵啊，这个就在等你出来，等着不耐烦走了。
Don't you know the soldiers were waiting for you? And then after that, they got tired and they left.
哇，他说感谢主，这个他们守过了，我这个我又可以安息了。
And then he said, well, thank the Lord, they have searched. I can rest now.
没多久又来了。
But then after a while, they came again.
又要走了。
Again, they were searching.
这个其实啊，蛮 persistent 的哈，就是怕我第一次漏掉，第二次再来。
So they were pretty persistent. They don't want to miss anything. So they came again.
他就祷告了主啊，这个怎么又来了呢？这次我不可能再上厕所了吧？
He said, well, why are they here again? Now this time it would be hard for me to go back to the restroom.
他就拼命的祷告。
So he kept on praying.
他说、啊、我其实很紧张，因为双脚都在发抖。
And he was very nervous. He was shaking.
结果呢，这些兵守到戈壁仓，守完这里就跳过他的仓，守另外一个仓。
And for some reason, the soldiers just, you know, passed him by and went to search the next one.
他就平安走过了，没有守他。
So again, he was peaceful. He really didn't get searched.
然后终于船就到海南岛。
And finally, the ship got to 海南岛。
好，每个人都把他当哪个便当。 便当啊，那我就下船。
So everybody bring their own stuff, going down.
当他要下船的时候，他发现哦，前面又守一次。
He found that they're going to search again, you know, before he can go.
你要弟兄姊妹啊，虽然你已经经过两次主的保守，这不简单，你试试看。
So well, he has been through twice, you know, but then he has to face this again.
他就主啊，你不是说你用手遮蔽我吗？你就怎么遮这些人呢？
He said, well, Lord, you said you're going to cover me. How are you going to do it now?
啊，他说我不可以走，我一走人家就抓我。说他说我就要很镇定的走。
So he knows that he cannot hide anymore, so he has to.
If he trembles, so
he can't hide. Okay, he cannot tremble, so he has to just go face them.
Yeah, 他到，他说他特别知道，他说不止到那个要上船那个。我不知道中国那时候停多远，他说走一个桥，高了走好远才上岸的。他说这个真是很难过去哈、啊。
Well, he has to cross a board that's pretty long, so it's not easy for him to even walk.
但是同样的故事又发生了。
But same thing happened.
到了他前面那一个，不知道什么事情，就跟那些官兵啊，就斗起来了。
Same thing. The person ahead of him, no, we don't know what happened, but the soldiers and that person had an issue.
他站在哪里看一看，嗯，有没有人叫他？没人叫他。
And so he was waiting for somebody to call him, but nobody did. So
他拿着电袋就一步一步走。
So he just went, you know, forward and go ahead.
他走出船了。
And left the ship.
啊，其实他说那时候他很紧张。
And he was very nervous at that time.
他说主啊，不要提醒他们，我已经走出来了。
And he said, Lord, don't remind them that.
因为我还有很长的才上岸。
Because I still have to go a long way from this board to get to the, you know, the bank.
但主使这些军兵都昏迷了。
But the same thing, the Lord blinded all those soldiers.
他在那个桥上面没有拦，什么都没挡他的，就是说他没有东西保护他的，他拿着那两袋圣经上岸。
And there was really nothing covering him, but you know, he just took those two bags and you know, leave the ship and go on the bank.
在海兰岛那些弟兄姊妹非常感谢主，圣经送到他们手上来。
And the brothers and sisters in Hainan Dao were very thankful that they can get those Bibles.
因为他们一直求主给我们拿到圣经。
Because they kept on praying for the Bibles.
就奇妙的，把我们弟兄没有证件，带着两袋圣经。
And indeed, the Lord miraculously bring our brother without any documents.
So, 在这个伊丽莎这个故事哈，我们看到这个祷告有两面。
So we see this from this story, there are two sides about prayer.
一个祷告求主开我的眼。
One side the prayers is to ask the Lord to open our eyes.
另外一个可以祷告求主使我昏迷。
The other is a pray for blindness.
求主给我对属灵的事、主的自己与主的作为，我眼睛是开的。
That with regards to spiritual thing and the Lord Himself, that our eyes will be opened.
但是对于世上的名利权欲、肉体所要，求主给我昏迷。
But as to the world, the lust of the world.And power and all that other stuff will be blinded.
既然看不见，我就不会追求了。
If we cannot see them, then we will not pursue them.
我们现在是问题，对世界上我们眼睛明亮的不得了，所以我们拼命的追。
Our problem is we are very we can see the world so much, and so we pursue it.
如果我们看不见的话，我们就不会追。
If we cannot see it, then we will not try to pursue it.
从以利沙这个故事，我们看到我们不只为自己可以祷告，可以为别人祷告。
And not only can we pray for ourselves, but we can also pray for others.
我们为朋友们祷告。
We can pray for friends.
给他们开他眼睛，看到信耶稣的重要与宝贵。
That they will see the importance.And how precious it is to believe in Jesus.
求主关他的眼睛，对世界上一切的名利的追求。
And that they will be blinded to the world and all its power.
我们可以为弟兄姊妹祷告。
We can also pray for brothers and sisters.
有时候我们真的往世界跑，也不知道。
Sometimes we were pursuing the world and we don't even know that.
我们祷告说，求主开他的眼睛。
And we can pray that the Lord will open their eyes.
能够来到主的面前。
That they will come before the Lord.
我们也可以祷告说，主啊，求你释放婚姻。
And we can also pray that they will be blinded.
在他所追求的上面。一片的迷茫。
That whatever they are trying to get and pursue, that they will be blinded to those.
所以他们会转回来到主的面前。
So that they will be turned around and come to the Lord.
我们都很爱我们的孩子。
We all love our children.
我们可以为我们下一代的祷告。
We can pray for our next generation.
我们都走过哈，所有都孩子啊。这个都有一个叫做 peer pressure.
We all have been through it ourselves. There's something called peer pressure.
但是我们可以祷告说，主啊，求你开他们的眼，看到相信主、跟从主的宝贵。
We can pray that their eyes will be open to see how precious it is to follow the Lord.
也可以祷告说，求主给他们对他们同辈人所追求的。他们的眼睛是瞎的。
And we can pray that, you know, whatever their peers are after, they will be blinded to those.
求主使他们对着花花绿绿的世界，眼睛是昏迷的。
That towards the world, the beauty of the world, they are blind to it.
知道如果能够这样子，圣经也会应许，当他们的心越过越单纯，圣经给应许什么？清心的人必人见神。
And the Bible said that those who are pure in heart, those who are pure in heart will see God.
So, 这个是我第一个愿意跟弟兄姊妹交通的，就是我们一个求主给我看见，一个求主给我婚礼。
So, this is what I want to fellowship with brothers and sisters. One is that my eyes will be open, and the other one, I will be blinded.
我上次跟大家弟兄姊妹交通的哈。就是说一个问题，为什么我们要爱主？
talk about why we want to love the Lord.
我们会问这个问题，乃是说，哇，我要爱主，我要放掉很多。
When we ask that question, it seems as if we say, if we love the Lord, we have to forego a lot of things.
那我们圣经怎么讲？不要爱世界，不要与世事为友，不要爱金钱，哇，太多不要。
The Bible said, do not love the world.Do not love money.
Do not befriend.
We do not befriend with the world.
Yeah. 我们如果这个问题很实在的哈，这个因为有太大一个对比。
There's a very big contrast in this question.
我愿意放掉这些的话，那一定说我要爱主，但是为什么我要爱主呢？
It seems like if we have to forego all this, and then we can love the Lord.
但是我今天啊，我要把它，或者这样讲，爱这件事情啊，没得强迫的。
I want to emphasize that love is not something that you can force.
啊，一个男孩子追求一个女孩子说，你一定要嫁我，因为我爱你。
If a man is pursuing a girl, he will not say that you have to. Marry me because I love you.
我相信没有这样的女生会嫁这个男的。
No woman will marry such a man.
怎么有没有会心的微笑？ Anyway, 但是我今天要改变一下这个问题哈，我要问一个这样问哈，为什么我今天信主了？我不能够爱主。
I want to ask the question differently. Why is it today I've already believed?But I cannot love the Lord.
我自己在想，你可能有很多原因。我在想，第一个，你根本不够认识他。
One of the reasons could be you don't even know him.
如果你不认识一个人，你爱不出来的。
If you do not know the person, you cannot love the person.
第二个。
The second one.
我不觉得他可爱，所以我也不爱他了。
It's because I do not think he's lovely, and so I do not love him.
爱是里面的一个感觉。
Love is something that you feel inside.
没错，我们对主有很多的需要，我们需要他帮助。但是如果你没有感觉到你的爱的话，你爱不出来。
It's true that we need the Lord. We need Him to give us stuff. But if we do not have that feeling of love, we cannot love Him.
也有可能这个人还可爱，但是我要爱的东西比他爱可爱的多了，所以啊，他还没够这么大的可爱。
Well, maybe he is lovely to a certain degree, but what I want and what I love more is way more than.
你知道，结婚是叫做 committed life。当一个女生愿意 committed to this man， 啊，嫁给这个人的时候，是她已经觉得她已值得我 commit。
Our marriage is a commitment, and so when a woman wants to marry the man, she has to, you know, feel that he's worth it for her to get permission.
我们看几段的圣经好不好？我们翻到罗马书第五章。
Let's look at Romans 5.
第八节。
Verse
8. 他这里说哈，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Says, but God demonstrates His own love towards us, in that while we were yet still sinners, Christ died for us.
他这里说啊，因着主为我死，主的爱已经向我显明。
Here it says that because Christ died for us, this, in this way His love is already demonstrated to us.
所以这个像一个男生啊，他已经show给那个女生，我是爱你的。
Here is very similar as to a, like a man, he already demonstrates his love to the woman.
那现在对这个女生，对我们来讲，你的回应是什么？
And so now, what is your response?
我们如果说我今天已经蒙恩得救，
Today we said that we have already been saved by grace.
我们要知道你是怎么蒙恩的呢？
How are you saved by grace?
如果我们只是头脑的来相信耶稣，
If we just believe in Jesus in our mind of head，
圣经告诉我们说你还没重生的，
Then you haven't really been born again。
相信耶稣是从心中出发的，
When we believe it has to be from our heart。
所以当我们心中跟被神碰过了，我来相信他。
When our heart is touched by the Lord, then we believe Him.
你知道，这个当中有个经历。
There is an experience involved here.
我记得我们姊妹曾经在祷告说，我们所有蒙恩得救的人都有一次的经历。
Our sister said that when we all of us believers have at least one experience.
因为你的心中被他碰过，
Because you were touched by him.
当你碰那一个，你知道你为什么会感恩，因为这个碰你感恩了。
Why are you thankful? It's because you experienced the Lord.
我们有些人经历的时候，我在我跟主说，主，我相信一个罪的重担从我身上下去了。
For some, when we believe in JesusThe burden of sin left us.
有人信主，因为发现主他这么爱我，我所有的忧虑也下去了。
For some, when they believe, they experience the love of God, and all their cares are gone.
这是最起步很小的一个被主的爱所碰到的。
This is the very beginning or the first step.To experience the touch of the love of God.
当我们信主，主告诉我们说我们是碰见主。
When we believe in the Lord, we are touched and we met Him.
头脑相信的，什么都没碰到。
But if you only accept Him in your head, then you do not feel His touch.
我们看另外一节圣经哈，《哥林多前书》第十六章。
First Corinthians chapter 16.
第二十二节。
Verse 22.
哥林多前书十六章二十二节，他这里说：“若有人不爱主，这人是可诅可咒的，属地狱。”
If anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. Oh Lord, come.
这是主的话说的。
This is the word of God.
这我们没有人想被咒诅。
None of us wants to be cursed.
但是圣经这里怎么讲？他说，如果你真的是信主了，如果你不爱主的话，你是要被咒诅。
But here it says like, and it's to the believers that if you do not love the Lord, let him be accursed.
因为如果你已经碰见主，不可能没有一点的回应的。
If you have met the Lord, it is not possible for you not to respond.
除非你没碰见过主，那没法，那根本你根本对主还不是还是门外汉。
If you have not met the Lord, of course, you're still outside.
但是如果你碰见主，不管你大的是小的，只要你碰见主。
But if you have met the Lord, whether it's big or small, as long as you have met him,
圣经在这说，你不可能不爱主的。
It is not possible for you not to love him.
可能那个 degree 有点差别，但是不可能不爱主。
Maybe there is a difference in the degree of your love, but it's not possible for you not to love.
他这里怎么说？他说啊，如果有人不爱主，他是可诛可咒。
If anyone does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be accursed.
他说啊，主要快来。
Oh Lord, come.
上个礼拜我们弟兄讲了一节圣经，说你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱你的主。
Last week our brother said that you have to love the Lord with all your strength, with all your heart, and with all your mind.
主耶稣在这里说，这算是一个命令。
This is a commandment.
所以我们今天啊，应该，我现在很喜欢英文一个就叫 strive for it， 中文是用尽， you strive for it.
I love this phrase in English. It says you have to strive for it.
Do your best.
You have to do your best.
来讨他的心。
You have to please him.
我们翻到约翰福音十四章二十一节。
John 14:21.
约翰福音十四章二十一节。
John 14:21.
他说：“有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我。爱我的，必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要他向他显现。”
He who has my commandments and keep them.It is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him.
你知道爱是双方面的。
Love is two ways.
这里怎么说啊，只要你愿意去遵守我的话。
It says here, if you are willing to keep his commandments,
就说我知道你是爱我。
Then the Lord says, you know, you love him.
就算这个爱很小，主已经知道你是爱他的。
Even if this love is small, the Lord knows that you love him.
主给我们一个应许说，我要爱你。
And the Lord give us a promise that he will love us.
我的父也要爱你。
And the Father will love us too.
并且会向你显现。
And then he's going to manifest himself to us.
你知道我们不是一直看见主，我们怎么这个爱会增加？不会的。
Unless we keep on seeing the Lord, how can our love increase?
翻到哥林多后书第五章十五节。
Second Corinthians chapter five.
五章十五节。
5:15.
十五节这里说啊，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他死而复活的主活。
And he died for all.That those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
十四节第一句话说，他说原来主的爱激励我。
The first part of verse 14 says, "For the love of Christ compels."
所以你知道主的爱是一直在催逼我们的。
The love of Christ is always compelling.
所以我们有点经历的话，你就发现你的爱会增加。
When we have some experience of the Lord, our love increases.
所以说十五节他怎么说呢？他说，既然主的爱激励我，所以主有一个意思说，叫我们不再为自己活，乃为替他们复活的主活。
Because His love compels us, and so we should not live for ourselves anymore, but for Him who died.For us and rose again.
所以当我在思想啊，这个问题两方面啊，一个你为什么会不爱主
？Why can't you love the Lord？
第二个，你究竟今天信主，你为谁而活
？Who are you living for now？
全世界的人呢、啊，今天很多人为了什么？我们可以想到很多为了享受而活。
A lot of people live for pleasure.
如果我可以天天玩，那都一定活下去的。我相信每个人都去玩。
If I can have fun every day, I'm sure everybody wants to do that.
对不对 ？Spring break 刚过啊，都没有人要上课的啊，对不对？怎么 Spring break 会长一点呢？
Our spring break just went by, and most people think, well, why can't it be longer?
因着为着这个，有人说我要把生活的指数啊，这个提高 ，OK， 所以啊，我要拼命的赚钱。
Some people say because I want to increase the quality of my life, I have to keep on making money.
有些人是为着我要在我的说学的上面我有成就。So, 为着那个而走。
Or I want to have certain achievement in you know my field, and so that's where I'm going to head for.
那有人说我为了朋友而活的。
Or I live for my friend.
我们很讲义气。
We talk about you know loyalty to your friend.
也有人说我为父母而活的。
Or maybe I'm living for my parents.
你看，我就曾经有一个博士生的见证。
There was a PhD. He gave his testimony.
他拿到博士之后，当他的毕业礼过了之后，他跌到谷底。
After he got his degree, he fell deep.
他里面空到什么都没了。
Because he was so empty.
他说：“我一直读，一直读，我一直读得很好，因为我是为我父母读的。”
He was studying for his parents.
因为家里希望他拿到博士。
Because the parents want him to get a PhD.
如果他拿到了，他很高兴。
So when he got it, he was very happy.
那他拿到之后，他说 What next?
But after that, he said What next?
他说我也不想上班。
He doesn't want to go to work.
因为父母没叫他上班啊。
Parents didn't go tell him.
只叫他好好把学位读出来。
All they said is he has to have that degree.
感谢主，因为这个，他被同学请去听福音了。
Because of that, he was invited by his classmates to listen to the gospel.
他发现 PhD 没有满足他。
He knows that PhD does not satisfy him.
他信主。
And he believed in Jesus.
那当然他去上班了。
In order to go to work.
你知道我们有一次，我们发现有人就我们问有人又问啊，这个，哎，你为什么弹钢琴？
Some people ask why do you want to play the piano?
还弹得不错啊，那个男生。
And you know he played pretty well.
他说我有我爸妈弹的。
I play for because of my parents.
那我真希望我孩子会讲这句话。他没有要弹的，但是我父母要我弹的时候我就弹。
He said I don't want to play, but my parents want.
所以有人活着是为他父母的。
So some people live for the parents.
我们有人为着我们家庭而活的。
Or we live for our family.
那为我们心爱的孩子、家人、妻子、丈夫而活的。
Or we live for our kids or our wife or loved ones.
当然有些人比较高尚一点，他说我为理想而活的。
And some people said I live for an ideal.
我要救中国，我要造福人类。
Save China and the world.
但是不管。我先问弟兄姊妹，你为什么？
And now I'm going to ask brothers and sisters, what are you living for?
那我要养我这个房子，我必须为他而活。
Or maybe I'm just living for my house.
不管怎么样，但今天我要问弟兄姊妹一个问题：你今天信主了，你对大人别人说我蒙恩得救了，你为什么而活？
Today you've already believed in the Lord. What are you living for?
你知道有人呢、啊、会怪，哎呀，我没出事就好。
And some people say, oh, if nothing bad happens, then it's good.
那你犯过什么案？
哦，没出事。Sorry.
没出生，我因为没出生就好。
If I'm never born, then that would be great.
那圣经有。约伯就讲过这个话。
Yes, in the Bible, a person said that Job.
因为他太苦了。
He was in such suffering.
他但愿我没出生过。
所以 said, I wish I were not born.
那弟兄姊妹，千万不会觉得你的出生 is a mistake， 是一个错误的事情发生了。
Don't ever think that your being born is a mistake.
也不要认为你出生了在哪一个家庭，那那个是也是一个错误的。
And don't ever think that the fact that you're born in a certain family is a mistake.
不要以为你出生，你出生是一个偶然的。
And don't think that your birth is a coincidence.
诗篇一百三十九篇告诉我们说，你的肺腑，大卫说，我的肺腑是你造的。
And the in Psalms 139 it says that you know I was made by you.
每一个出生主都知道。
Every birth, the Lord.
我们很快看一节圣经哈，这个在哥罗西书，哥罗西啊，哥罗西书一章十六节。
Colossians 1:16.
我们只讲看下面这一半的话，十六啊，第一章十六节下半的哈，他说一概都是藉着他就是主造的，也是为他所造的。
The last part says all things were created through him and for him.
英文讲得非常 we were made for him. 我们是为他而造的。
We were created for him.
不是偶然出现的。
It's not an accident.
我们每一个大的小的，每一个出现的，都是为他的。
Each and every one of us are made for him.
我们再看一节大家很熟的圣经，马太福音第六章二十四节。
Matthew 6:24.
这里怎么讲啊，这个大家都很熟了，他说一个人不可能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个，你们不能够又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
says no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon.
马门就是钱。
mammon means money.
说主在这里啊，他把什么都浓缩成为两件事。
The Lord sums up everything into two things.
你要就为主而活。
Either you live for God.
不然呢，你一定是为钱而活。
Otherwise, you'll be living for money.
就告诉我们，你为钱而活，你永远不会满足。
If you live for money, you will never.
你永远不会够。
You will never have enough.
你总会发现有人比你多。
You will find out there's somebody who has.
你会发现有人生活比你好。
Some people live a better life than you.
所以啊，主在这里给我们一个拯救。
So the Lord wants to save us.
主没有说你为主活你就变成穷光蛋。
The Lord didn't say if you live for God, you will be poor.
但主说你要为我活。
But the Lord said you have to live for me.
你的生活才真正有意义。
Then your life will be meaningful.
弟兄们常常告诉我。
Brothers always tell us.
他说啊，侍奉主是正业，所有都是副业。
Serving the Lord is our main vocation. Others, all others are not, are just, are on the side.
你知道，不管你是律师、教授、工程师、医生、postdoc, whatever, 说这全部都是副业。
Whether you're a doctor, lawyer, postdoc, these are not your main vocation.
我有一次听一个弟兄的交通，我非常的帮助。
I was very helped by a brother's sharing.
有个年轻的医生，忘记是不是到非洲哪里，他说我要去当宣教士，但是我是去那里当医生。
A young brother wants to go to maybe Africa to be a missionary as a doctor there.
这弟兄就跟他说，他说你去有两种不同的态度。
And the brother said, you can go with two different attitudes.
你说我去，我去当医生。
He says, I go to be a doctor.
然后呢，我剩余的时间我去啊传福音侍奉神。
And then other times I can go and preach the gospel and serve the Lord.
他说这是你。其中可以有一个是这样的态度。
This could be one of the attitudes.
第二个态度呢
？The other attitude is.
我去是侍奉神。
Is I go to serve God.
那为着养生，我也顺便当医生。
And just to be able to live, I can be a doctor.
因着我做医生，可能方便我继续的侍奉神。
And being a doctor makes it maybe easier for me to serve.
在所有外面人看，一模一样。
When other people look at you, it looks the same.
他就是做医生。
He's a doctor.
他在做医生的时候、啊、他一定要其他时间才能够侍奉神。
But then he just served on the side.
但是整个心态就不同了。
But this, the heart is different.
因为在他当医生的时候，他就想着怎么我把福音传给我所有的病。
Because he will be all thinking about how can I share the gospel.
还有我们在这里的服事，你发现，如果我是要去当医生，有时间再去服事的话，你发现你是part-time的服事生。
If you go there as a doctor and only serve when you have time.Then you're just part-time serving.
但神今天要我们 full-time.
But God wants us to be full-time servants.
什么叫做 full-time?
What does it mean to be full-time?
乃是我的观念里面，我是我的活着就是为着他。
It's in us. We live only for Him.
所以我不管做什么，我一直是在那里，是为着 enhance， 为着能够为主。做主要我做的事。
So no matter what we're doing, it is just to enhance what the Lord wants us.
做学生也是一样的。
Being a student is the same.
你不说我现在就是做读书，所以呢，其他有空我再来聚会，再来服侍主。
Your goal is not just to be a student, and then if you have time, you come to meetings.
如果你已经蒙恩得救，
if you already believe,
你要知道神对你的 calling 对你的呼召也是全时间服侍主。
If you are saved, the calling to you is to be full-time servant.
我读书也是帮助我，使我在这样同学当中各样，我为着服侍我的主。
My studies is just to help me serve God better.
你要知道圣经讲敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
你会发现，你虽然好像减少一些读书时间，但是呢，那事半功倍。
You might feel like you are diminishing your time for study.
你知道我常常讲我妈妈的故事。
My mom's story.
她读护士的时候。
When she was being trained as a nurse.
她要考执照。
She has to take a license.
现在聚会开车半小时都嫌远了。
Now we think like, oh, to drive half an hour to a meeting is very long.
我们走路要两个小时去聚会。
But my mom has to walk 2 hours to get to the meeting place.
她就跟我们说啊，她说啊，明天她住在宿舍啊，明天要考这个执照试。
She lives in the dorm and she was gonna get the license for the board.
啊，每个人都知道初三级考两级。
Everybody knows like there are 3 and then there are 2.
我忘记他要读几题，我就忘记了。
I don't know how many she has to study.
他读了两题。
So she studied 2 questions.
然后呢，他那天他还是去聚会。
And then she also went to the meeting.
回到宿舍的时候，哇，没有人睡觉，灯火都通明的。
And when she came back, nobody was sleeping.
因为每个人都在开夜车，准备明天怎么考试啊，拼命的读。
Because everybody was cramming for the exam.
我妈妈就去睡觉去。
And my mom just went to bed.
啊，到第二天考试。
The next day.
三题里面有两题她读的。
Out of the 3 questions, there were 2 that she reviewed.
她就考过。
And so she passed.
如果没记错，整批人里面就有两个人考过。
And there were only 2 who passed the exam.
她是其中一个。
And she was one of them.
这种啊，事半功倍的，我实在很羡慕。
And I'm very envious of that.
你听这见证听得很好，到自己用都不怎么用上，你知道吗
？When you listen to the testimony, it seems so good, but when it happens,
整个关键下来就是你为谁而活。
The key is who are you living for?
我想我没有时间了哈。
I'm running out of time.
你知道，带着身到中国。
Hudson Taylor, when he went to China,
他是医生。
He was a doctor.
但是他说，我来中国是做神的仆人。
But he, when he went to China, he said, I'm here as a servant of God.
他一直医病。
He was healing people.
但他一直带人到主的面前。
But he was bringing them to Christ.
我想我很快的把它总结一下。
I'm gonna summarize.
我们今天要为主而活。
Today, if you're gonna live for the Lord,
我们要明白主在我一生有个计划。
We have to understand that the Lord has a plan in our life.
或者说 God has a purpose in my life.
He has a purpose in our life.
我们看一节圣经好不好？使徒行传二十章二十四节。
Acts 20:24.
哇，很快的就已经听了。我们读读中间一段啊，他说啊，这是保罗说的，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的指示。
But none of these things move me, nor do I count my dear. Oh, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
这中间这一段哈，他说，只要完成我的路程，成就从主耶稣所领受那一份。
So that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus.
所以主对我们每一个，不管你信主多久，只要你信主，主都有一个 purpose in your life.
No matter how long you have been lived, every one of us, the Lord has a purpose in our life.
你有了 purpose 目的，你就有方向 direction.
If you have the purpose, then you have the direction to go.
我们啊。最后看到两节圣经了，《哥林多前书》第九章二十六节。
1 Corinthians 9:26.
他这里说：“我奔跑，不像无定向；我斗拳，不像打红旗。
”Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty; thus I fight, not as one who beats.
因为你是有方向的。
Because you have direction.
今天我们很多人因为不知道目的，我们也没有方向，我们是拼命追。
A lot of us do not have a purpose, and we do not have a direction too.
我们拼到一直流汗呢，这个忙得不得了，结果我们不知道 where we heading， 我们去哪里
？We're striving, but we do not know where we're heading.
我们有了目的，有了方向，我们生活就有价值。
If we have a purpose and we have a direction, then our life is worthwhile.
最后一节圣经也是在哥林多后书第六章第一节。
2 Corinthians 6:1.
这里保罗说，我劝你们不可徒受他的恩典。
We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain.
不要徒受他的恩典。
Not to receive the grace of God in vain.
不管你是年轻、中年、老年，不要徒受他的恩典。
Whether you're young, middle age, or old age,Do not receive His grace in vain.
除非你没碰见过主。
Maybe you haven't met the Lord.
如果你碰见过主。
But if you do,
主在这里劝我。
The Lord encourages.
不要徒受他的恩典。
Do not receive His grace in vain.
最后我们唱一首诗歌好不好？我们唱一首诗歌，407首，圣徒诗歌407首。 谢你，你说你用那无限永远的爱来爱我。主耶稣啊，愿意我们真的被你所碰到，我们真的起来回应你的爱，我们真的像圣经里面所说的，主啊，不是我们懂得了爱你，乃是你先来爱我，给我们越过越 appreciate， 主啊，像我们这样的人你竟然还来救我，主使我能够在你的家中，在你的圈中有份，主给我们能够越过越体会这是何等的恩典，也像我们今天之前唱过的诗歌，这也是何等的奇妙，主啊，因为我们因着你对我们拯救我们的爱，引导我们的爱，主让我们起来爱你，帮助我们起来回转归向，把我们众人都交在你的手中，我们知道我们在你的手中，主我们是有那活泼永远的盼望，愿感谢赞美归给爱我们的主，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。